Yeah, it's that time where major news breaks every single moment of every single day. Who better to talk about it than the man behind the NFL.com Around the League blog, Greg Rosenthal, joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. He's on Twitter, at Greg with two G's, Rosenthal.
He's ready, too. You hear?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
He's ready.
This has not been a boring afternoon, has it?
It got real loud here in the NFL offices. It was like, I don't know, an MVP got signed or something like that.
Yeah, that's funny how you put that. I like where your head is at. I thought you put it really well in your blog on NFL.com just a little while ago. So why would Belichick sign Tebow? Because he can. Take us through what you're thinking there.
Well, first of all, he's the coach and the general manager and pretty much can do what he wants. So that's number one. He's got a close relationship with Urban Meyer at Florida, and he doesn't mind tweaking the media or just trying to prove to people he can do things that you can't. And he tries out a lot of different things over the years, just kind of throws it against the wall, sees what sticks, and I think that's what Tim Tebow is all about.
It was a little bit of an unfair question, so feel free to dodge it, but in your gut, is he on their roster week one?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's a guarantee by any means, but look, they have a spot for a third quarterback there. He could maybe do a few other things on game day where they would keep him active. And I think they sign him. They see how it goes. He's no lock to make the team, but I think he makes it.
I see on the NFL.com that you've done some stuff, some research, and you have two of our guys, Starks and Soley, I ranked as the third, number three DT tandem in the NFL. What makes Starks and Soley so special to this Miami Dolphin defense?
Well, they're a little old school, right? I mean, to me, they're a tough group to push around. It's not so much about the pass rush with them, which some of these D-tackle combos that I chose, Sue and Fairley, it's more about getting upfield. These guys are more the old school type that they're tough to move around. And Starks especially is a guy, to me, that's very versatile. You can use him in a lot of ways. I think he's a really smart player. And Soliai, you know, there's just not many men like him in the NFL. So it's kind of that old, giant saying that they look for guys that there aren't really many other guys out there like him. There aren't many Paul Soliai.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, I'm always going to look at the back end of it, because that over the last couple of years have been the Achilles heel for the Miami Dolphins, not turning the ball over, but going out and getting Brent Grimes, Will Davis in the draft, Don Jones late. But, you know, looking at Jamar Taylor, who's coming off, going to be thrown in the mix as well. Under this Kevin Cole system, and when he was in Cincinnati, he did a lot of different things with guys that had to revamp themselves. Is it something that he can do to really change the culture of turning the ball over down here in South Florida and help get the ball back to the offense?
I think it's tough. I really do think it's tough to build your defense around turnovers. They go up and down so much depending on the year. The Patriots, for instance, have been very good at creating turnovers the last couple of years, but they used to be terrible at it. And if you're a zone team, that helps to keep the ball in front of you. But I think you hit upon it, talking about the guys in the secondary, that, you know, for all of the money that the Dolphins spent this year and all the improvements, and I think they made a lot of improvements, I mean, there's still big-time questions about that secondary and offensive line, and those are two groups that can just kill you.
Greg, I wanted to ask an expert this question about the tight ends. We've seen what Gronkowski and Hernandez has done to the NFL, and now you're seeing the trend of people trying to use the two tight end sets and implement those type of plays into their offense. What have you seen? Why have you seen that growth in the NFL with the tight end position and these guys becoming sometimes the first and second options, but also the second and third options on other teams?
Well, I think it's just all about how hard it is to defend. Who do you put in there to cover them? If it's a linebacker, they're going to be too slow, and especially if you have a guy even a little bit like Gronkowski that can block as well as he can catch the ball, it just gives you so many options for the plays you're going to run. It doesn't give away whether you're running or passing. And a lot of times, you know, the Patriots are so effective in the running game because of those two tight ends, because teams basically line up wanting to play a cornerback on those guys, and the Patriots just run straight at them.
Talking to Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com on Twitter, at Greg with two G's, Rosenthal. Bring it back to the Dolphins for a moment. I've asked this question to a lot of the national guys that we've had on, after the offseason they've had with Ryan Tannehill heading into year two, and I know you like him as one of the young up-and-coming quarterbacks in this league, what do you think are the fair and realistic expectations for the Dolphins this season?
Well, I think it's fair to expect or hope for a playoff spot. I that's not where I see him. I see him as more of an 8-8 type of team. But, look, I don't think you make all these moves, and I believe Ryan Tannehill in the end is going to be right in the mix with those other rookies that were in his class last year and compete with them and be one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. So you don't have a guy like him and make all these signings without thinking you're going to make the playoffs. I mean, I think that's realistic. Not every team's going to be able to achieve that has that hope. I think the Dolphins might fall a little bit short personally, but I think that's realistic to hope for that. That's got to be a disappointment, I believe, this year if they don't have a winning record.
Guy that was here last training camp, as everybody knows, was Chad Johnson, and before Tebow Mania struck about an hour and a half ago, I thought that was going to be the circus story of the day, what took place in the courtroom right here in Broward County. What did you make of that whole situation? It was just, I mean, bizarre is the word that keeps popping into my mind.
Yeah, Adam Jones and Chad Johnson should send a thank you card to Belichick and Tebow today for taking them out of the news a little bit, but that Johnson, it was strange. I mean, look, I'm not a legal expert. Clearly the judge didn't appreciate Johnson's tone or just his kind of joking around. 30 days in jail seems a little steep for that. But, you know, it's a serious offense, you know, violating your probation, and he got punished for it.
There you go. Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com, does the Around the League blog. You follow him on Twitter, at Greg Rosenthal. It's Greg with two Gs. Always really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm sure it'll be nice and slow.
Thanks, guys.